Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
We look to him as our personal trainer for the mind. Mara's deepest. What does an election mean from a psychological point of view?
It's a time where everybody's asked to make some pretty big choices about the future of the country, about how we want Australia to be, and how we want it to be run. Now, there's a lot of psychological things that happen around election time, and there's a lot of psychology around how people vote. Generally, people tend to vote around policy issues. Do I like the policy? Around personality, do I trust or do I like the person? Around personal values, does the party that I'm voting for or the policy share my values? Or does the person at that top share my values? Or another way that people vote is just through tradition. My parents voted this way, I've always voted this way, this is who I am and this is how I vote. It's really, really important to realise during this process that there's a lot of heavy emotions involved during the whole electoral campaign and when we're considering making these big choices. Like any big choices in life, there's heavy emotions. And there's a whole industry of people that actually starts to create and play on some of these heavy emotions. Some of the biggest ones are kind of fear and uncertainty for economic future, the country's future. And so they tend to kind of play on that. And some people really, really struggle at this time because there's a real sad thing that happens when sometimes people inadvertently vote against one policy but then vote for another policy which they also don't really agree with. It's kind of like you vote for the lesser of two kind of evils. At the end of the day, there's a reassuring thing, and that's that your vote is completely private and it's completely your decision. So, and it's your democratic right. So you get to vote for whoever you choose and for whatever reason you choose to. But I thought, here's a game we can play. I thought I would give another value that we might be able to consider voting, and that's the value of compassion. If I'm going to make this decision, how much does compassion play in this decision? Will my vote create more compassion or less in Australia? And am I thinking just for myself or for my community, for the nation, for the earth or for humanity in general? And will my vote kind of add to the grand sum of compassion in these areas? So moving from fear to compassion might be a really important way to do this. And I just want to, I guess, close with a question that we can ask ourselves. Now, our ability to vote is one of the greatest personal freedoms that we have in a democratic country. We have a say in how things are done. And I want to ask listeners of Mind Games and Light and Life whether that personal freedom needs to be about personal gain, or might we be the best way we can use our personal freedom and our liberty in the democratic system is to look for communal gain or nationwide gain? Does it actually have to be about us, or might we be able to vote for what we think is best for mankind? See you next week.